So Rabbi says we were about to embark on the Shabbat on the next sugya. Obviously, we'll spend significant embarking on Sunday concerning the sugya. There's something already strange about the sugya. You should be able to already tell there's something strange about the next sugya from the first Imam Mekomis. That the first Imam Mekomis is not even a Gemara Pesachim. I always try to just to remind us and make believe that we're still learning Pesachim. So I always try to at least fit the first Gemara Pesachim. I just feel bad. Every once in a while it's a tais, but at least that's something to do with the Yotz Pesach. Here, the first Gemara Pesachim is the sugya in Kedushin. Don't do a Pesach. So the Teretz is because this sugya doesn't appear in Daf Hei. So you may be wondering why we're learning it. Hopefully you've all been in the shiur long enough to know not to even bother asking that question. But I'll tell you why we're learning it. Because this next sugya is a major tashbis of sugya. And most of the background in Lomdus, how to approach the sugya, is a continuation of all the things we've been throwing all around for the last couple of days and weeks. What you think tashbisu is? Is tashbisu a shevel tasa? Is tashbisu a kubase? Is tashbisu a part of the mitzvah zagavra? Is it a part of the mitzvah chefetz? Reb Chaim's breakthrough from the last sugya that we spent so much time on. So all these sayings that have been swirling around us on the hay are now about to land and crash together in terms of analyzing the next shayla. How tashbisu plays out for our better halves. Noshim mitzvah tashbisu. Is a woman obligated in the mitzvah tashbisu or not? At first glance, the answer is absolutely not. What's the shayla? It's going to bend on a lot of stuff. That's the way that. We got 5 pages of Mamre Kremis because the single side is just a fake. It's really just to discuss. So I just said our initial reaction, a baseline back from the good old days, right? Back from Johnny Silver days, right? A baseline, as I still remember. Our baseline is women should be pituras. Hamotzech lel haray. You want to be mechayev women in tashbisi, you better bring me a good reason why they should be chayevus. So, one could come up with the following fascinating suggestion. One could potentially be mechayev women in the midst of tashbisu, going back to Reb Chaim's Chakira as to what tashbisu is all about. Which, just between friends, is just a restating of in B'chavis L'Srefana. So you do it back from Reb Chaim, Prakaf Alach Gimel. You thought we'd get away from B'chavis L'Srefana, we've just begun. Prakaf Alach Gimel, famous Reb Chaim. That the Machlekes at Tanoim is not just a Machlekes about what to do, it's a Machlekes with the very essence of tashbisu is all about. Is tashbisu fundamentally a mitzvah sagavra? That you as a person should clear yourself of, we say chametz very low because the focus is not really on the chametz. Or is tashbisu really a mitzvah sechefza? That chametz shal Yisrael is told even mir ha'olam. And therefore you are the lucky one to make sure that happens. Does the mitzvah begin and end with the gavra? Does it begin and end with the chefza, with the chametz? Why should that impact on whether a woman is chayevus or not? May impact for the following reason. If you think about the Bitz's essays, Shazman Gromos, think about some of them. It won't take you very long to think about them. There, how many altogether? In Chazal, how many are there? In Chazal? Let's see, there are 248 Bitz's essays. So some people, you would hear them talk about Bitz's essays, Shazman Gromos. You think 247 of them are Bitz's essays, Shazman Gromos. They're all of six. My list off in Kedushin, there are 6 Bitz's essays, Shazman Gromos. Kriya Shema, Tfilin, Tzitzis, Shofar, Sukkah, Muluf. That's all there is. Maybe Sfiras Ayim is on the list. Maybe we'll dig up one or two more. Maybe I'll throw a few Darabonans on for good luck. But Sach HaKol, there aren't all that many mitzvahs. The difference between practical mitzvah observers, between men and women, is so minuscule. 6 out of 613. What's the percentage points of that one? Less than what? Less than 1%. Okay? Less than 1% difference of Shmiras HaMitzvah between men and women. Just to put things into the proper perspective. I didn't say there aren't differences. There are differences. So very big differences. But in terms of counting the mitzvahs, counting the votes, the margin of error, I think, quoting Yandia, would not even require a recount, if I'm not mistaken. I'm just playing a game. I'm not really saying there are differences. That wasn't the goal. The goal was just to liban from some people who make such a tataram that the Torah is so anti the women. It doesn't give them any mitzvahs to do. It gives them 607 mitzvahs to do the same as men. I mean, one or two others, they don't have an issue of cutting off the payas. Okay, shkar, Bas Kohen can go to the basic bars. They're not making hafka note about that. That's not what they're screaming about. Rabbi say, enough for now. We don't have to ruin the beauty. So Rabbi say, could one suggest as follows? If you think through all the mitzvahs, Yishas Ban Grama, there are mitzvahs that speak to the Gavra. They're not very chefts-oriented mitzvahs. Let's say, Tkiya Shofar. Tkiya Shofar is not a mitzvah mutelas al ha-shofar. Tfilin is not a mitzvah mutelas al ha-tfilin. Sukkah is not a mitzvah mutelas al ha-sukkah. Luv is not a mitzvah mutelas al ha-lulav. Notice how I ignored tzitzis. Kriya Shema is not a mitzvah, but tell us ala parshas of Shema. Those are mitzvahs that speak to the person. So could it be that mitzvah Shema Grubba is really a chiddush HaTorah? If not for the parsha, mitzvah Shema Grubba, it's a long sugya, mitzvah Kedushim, three bot long to figure out how do you know this klal? It's a very, very complicated drasha. Because the starting point is, of course, women are the same as men. Because some of them say, Yaakov, some of Israel. Women are the same Kedush Israel as men. So, Beheicha Teis, in a million years, there should be a chiluk in mitzvah observance. Harai and Laham, there's no chiluk, just about. In 242 mitzvahs, there's no chiluk. So, it's really a chiddush HaTorah, so ain't a chabal chiddushay. So, maybe the entire parsha, mitzvah, shesma, grobat, the part of women, only speaks to mitzvahs that are mutalas ala gavra. They don't speak to mitzvahs that are mutalas ala chefza. If that seemingly arbitrary chiluk would be true, so that would force us to include the women of Chayavas in Tashbisu. If one side of Reb Chaim is right. Now, the way Reb Chaim presented his two tzedot, it's mechalek satanoyim. So ultimately, whether Tashbis was mitzvah gav or mitzvah chefza, ultimately boils down to mechalek satanoyim in the Rabbana, which ultimately boils down to mechalek satanoyim in the Ramah, mechalek satanoyim in the Ramah, mechalek satanoyim in the Ramah. So it'll come out a fascinating thing, that according to the Sfardim, who say, we follow the Shulchan Aruch, we don't bother doing Sreifa, we follow the Rambam, we follow the Chachamim. For us, Tashbisa is a mitzvah gavra, so the women don't have to do Tashbisa. Whereas, for the Ashkenazim, who follow the Rambam, follow the Taisus, follow the Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the Chachamim is on Sreifa, it's a mitzvah chavtza, and mitzvah chavtza, maybe it's not subject to the rule of mitzvah Tishas Ban Grama. That'd be quite a loaded statement. Now, some of you may be wondering, who cares whether I'm chayav tashbisa? By Rabbi Matzi, for sure women are obligated. There's no way in the world, no one's going to let a woman hold on to a pizza. That's not happening. That would make mechivas chomet so much easier. Instead of me selling it to a girl, sell my chomet to a woman. That doesn't work. Of course, women have to get rid of their chomets, mitam by ira. I want to know whether it's tashbisa. My nafkamina, we'll find nafkaminas, hopefully. So our initial reaction to the Shaila would be, oh, it must depend on Reb Chaim, it must depend on the Necha, it must depend on the Chab and the Ramah. Of course, what I just said in the last 5 minutes is assuming that premise is correct. Is that true? Mitzvah Tishas Ban Grama doesn't apply to Mitzvah Chavtza, really? Is that true? So that's why the first Marmach was from Kedush Nechav Tesem and Alf. So we have a lot of work to do against Shur on Sunday. That's where our sukkah is going to begin. To try to identify and analyze, is such a klal true or not? If such a klal is true, so then we can begin to discuss the obligation or lack thereof for women in Tashbisu, depending on what you think about women in the Rabbanah. So we have a lot of work to do to begin to fine-tune that cloth. Okay, we've got a third recording for today. A little Chumash. We're making a roll today, okay?